Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Could Oklahoma City be the next dynasty, or are we trying to will that into existence?
Oh, no, they could be.
Okay, because the reason I asked this question is because it's been seven champions in 7 years, and I've told you this before. I think that parity is something we say we want, but secretly we want someone dominant. We want someone we can always root against. It's not just one Death Star. It can't just be a multiple bunch of Death Stars. It has to be one. You have to have one common enemy that everybody wants to take down. There has to be good versus a grand central evil. And that's what I think has been missing a little bit in the NBA. There's guys who love them, and there's guys who hate them, and there's always that dynastic type of team. Over the last 7 years, it hasn't happened that way. And I think at the beginning of it, it's a little bit refreshing. But as time goes on, it's like, all right, who's going to be the next face of this league? Who's going to be the next big guy of this? Or who's going to be the next big team of this league? You think Oklahoma City could be the next dynasty?
Define dynasty.
Three out of four. Or two out of three. Two out of three is the dynasty, right? But it's really three out of four.
They are the most, they are the team most positioned to have any sort of long-term deep run. Because, so we talk Cavs, we talk two-year window because of second apron and cap implications, everything else. The Thunder are not even going to be a tax team next year. I mean, think about that. They won a championship this year. They bring back everybody on the roster. Everybody's under contract. And they have two first-round picks in this coming draft in a few hours. And they're not even, they weren't a tax team this year. They will not be a tax paying team next year. So they don't even start their tax clock until now. They're going to get super expensive really fast because all their guys come up at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're going to have hard decisions to make too. That's just the way of the NBA. But with all of the first round picks that they have and the way that they draft and the way that they develop, they can take guys. They have the vehicles necessary to replace what they lose if they do it right.
They've done a good job before
they've
we
done
even
an incredible
before
job.
We even well they won the final, so I mean what the hell. Before we even get to the western side of things, or before we even get to the eastern side of things of where we're at, Houston has just traded for Kevin Durant, which is odd that Oklahoma City wins the finals the day that Kevin Durant gets traded to his umpteenth team, and I think it bogs down his legacy even more, but more of that coming
I
up in Lima might like, even though I just gave it away with Jason right there. The Lakers, with Luka, if Luka can get himself into everyday shape,
yeah,
let's call it what it is. If Luka can get himself into everyday shape, if LeBron has one more run in him, because I'm not talking about, you know, dynasty. If I'm saying three or four, it's like, all right, one team might get you next year, but then if you get two in a row after that, then you're still a dynasty. So that's what makes the conversation more difficult. Like the Lakers, I don't see them being a dynasty or being a real big thorn in the side for long because LeBron's going to go, and then we got to figure out what to do with Luka Doncic. Minnesota, I don't know how seriously people take Minnesota. I think when it gets to the postseason, you take them seriously, but I think there's another move that needs to be made. Denver's in the weeds. The Clippers are in the weeds. Golden State's kind of in the weeds. Everybody else is still hoping. On the other side of the ledger, and this is where the Cavs add into things, is you have Jason Tatum who's out. He'll be out for next year, most of next year. It's all going to be on Jaylen Brown. Are the Cavaliers a better team than Boston with just Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, because I think Boston's going to disassemble.
Okay.
They're on record.
Boston's going to disassemble, so the Cavaliers are better off than Boston. The New York Knicks. Are the Cavs better off than the New York Knicks?
I would say yes. Other people would disagree with me.
Is so it because close. Of the postseason stuff?
Yeah, it's close. Okay. I would take the Cavs, but it's close.
All right. Better than the Bucks. Still better than the Pistons.
Yeah.
Orlando.
I would take the Cavs, but again.
Well, you notice that was my first thought. I was like, well, if the Cavs play Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals, like, why does Orlando automatically come to your head?
I mean, Paolo Banchero, if he's healthy, is going to be...
very tough.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton, no Tyrese Halliburton now. Are the Cavs better off than the Indiana Pacers? Were they better than the Indiana Pacers without Tyrese?
Without Hallie, yeah.
Were they better and they just got outfought against the Pacers in the NBA playoffs?
I maintain if they were healthy, they win that series.
The Cavs?
I still think that.
Okay. So if you're putting the Cavs already more talented than the Pacers, all right. So the Cavs got as good a shot as anybody in the East. Is then this year the next
year? You missed one that I think is going to be really good coming. I don't know if next year.
In the East or the West?
In the East. I really like the Hawks.
You really like the Hawks?
Yeah.
All right, tell me why.
As a long-term, probably not next year, but coming down the road, I think they're a team to watch. They're long, athletic. They play the way that the league is built to play now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think next year is quite yet their time.
It's not about, I'm not trying to, it's a weird argument because I'm not going to say that another team can be a dynasty. If any team has the chance to be a dynasty, it would have to be Oklahoma City, right? Right.
Yes.
But is there a team that could be a thorn in the side?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For any long term, against the Oklahoma City Thunder, because the Cavs, this year might open up the window with the injuries that's happened, with what's gone on in the East and West. This year may open up the window for the Cavs, and it might make a lot of people want to make some moves. We'll find out more at 7 o'clock. But for the next couple of years, can the Cavs be that sustained thorn in the side where maybe they could take one away from Oklahoma City? Could they do that? Could any other team? Yes,
for sure.
Okay, so if the Cavs can do that, what gets them over the hump then? Staying where they're at, or is there a move that they have to make?
The move they have to make is Evan Mobley's growth. That's I don't believe there's a big superstar to go out there and get. I never thought Kevin Durant was realistic because for a variety of reasons.
No, it starts, the owners.
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Can I tell you this? It was weird. Like the last couple of weeks, like I'm getting Kevin Durant tweets and stuff like that. And I keep saying you guys do not take into account enough.
Yeah.
How much owners will stop each other from making moves on this. And that owner, I don't know if Dan Gilbert hates him,
yes.
But I know they hate Dan Gilbert. Yes. Okay.
Oh, it's
so
mutual.
Well, if they hate each other.
It is nasty. It is personal. The wives were involved one point.
When we get the whole trade for Trey Hendrickson, man, the Bengals have never traded with us. And the only time they were, which is why you should have freaked out, is with the A.J. McCarron trade. Because they knew they were hosing you with the possibility of the A.J. McCarron trade. Go ahead with what you were saying.
No, you're exactly right. Kevin Durant first of all, I don't think KD wanted to come here.
No.
And secondly, Matt Ishbia would never, ever help Dan Gilbert win a championship. So I just don't think that was very realistic. So I don't know that there's a move. There's not a major superstar move out there to make. Now, you look at Boston and the Jrue Holiday move that they made, the Kristaps Porzingis move. Those were great, sort of not really on the margins, but not trading superstar type moves. The Thunder adding Caruso was a huge piece to what happened last night. Is that type of move out there for the Cavs? I haven't seen it yet. I think their best chance at growth is Evan Mobley continue to become the best player. You know how far a Donovan Mitchell-led team will take you, the second round. And that's not a knock on Donovan. It's just the reality of undersized guards. We've had the conversation before, yeah. And you saw it with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. It is what it is in this league. You need big dudes to win championships, and the Cavs' best path is the continued growth. If Evan takes another leap next year like he took this year, that honestly, to me, is their best path.
Should this calm people down, the Oklahoma City winning the finals? Should we take, because I think that a lot of people wanted to, and I argued this with Lima a bunch over the last, we've been out of the playoffs now a month and a half. So over the last 6 weeks or so, I've argued this with Lima just about every day for a portion of the day. I think that a lot of people want to move Darius Garland for punitive reasons. Like, they're mad at him. Yeah. I think they want to move. Like, honestly, if there were some obvious moves out there, like the whole Giannis stuff that was brought up, it's like, okay, well, yeah, what are you going to do? But in sincerity, like, some of the names that have been thrown out there for Darius Garland, I go, that's a tough sell with me. Yeah. I know I don't pay as close attention to it as Anthony does. So he's trying to make every argument in the day. I'm like, man, these are still guys that are six guys off the bench. You're talking about a two-time All-Star you're trading over here. You can't just give that up I'm serious. I just don't think you just give that up on the margins, guys.
No, I texted you yesterday. I think the pendulum has swung so far to the other side on the Cavs that it's just getting silly now. People act like this isn't a good team. Like, this is a lot like they're trash. They are not trash. This is a really, really good team. That had a really bad 2 weeks at a worst possible time to have a bad 2 weeks and have some injuries creep up. The Darius thing is so fascinating to me because people are down on him. If you really boil down the toe, and I was surprised he didn't play game two. I wrote about it. But if you really look at the injury, it really comes down to game two. Was anybody upset that he didn't play against Miami?
No.
Was anybody upset that he missed game one against Indiana?
No.
And then he played game...
Going into game one, no.
No. And then he played game three. And yeah. Beyond. So it's really game two is what has everybody right. And that was a big game. And it's really swung the entire series. And well, the fact the Cavs couldn't get the ball across half court in the last minute.
In his words, he was playing. Because Jared Greenberg went on TV and was saying how they were surprised. And then Jared Greenberg came on with us and he's saying, yeah, he told me he's playing. He's playing.
I'm telling
you. We all thought he was going to play in game two.
I left the locker room after game one saying Darius is playing game two. I thought it too. And we all thought it. Everybody yeah. thought it. So I can't give you a good reason what happened.
I think with 6 weeks, though, and seeing what Oklahoma City did and the moves that are available to make, or really the moves that aren't available to make, I think that there needs to be some calming down here. And I hope that last night provided some of it, because it's like, hey, man, you're one of the two best regular season teams in the NBA. The best regular season team in the NBA. They took them seven, and a lot of people thought it would only take five or even four, but they were able to win the NBA Finals. I don't think you're that far off. And I agree with you that the biggest step that they have to make is Evan Mobley taking his next big step.
You can't make a trade just to make a trade, just for the sake of making a trade.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.